One of the things I was thinking is that maybe the archetype, in a sense, because it is quantified and can really qualitatively provide some different kinds of input, almost gives maybe the patient as well as the healthcare professional permission not to take chemo. I mean, emotionally, it's something you feel like you need to do.
I think if it's something that's that emotionally, they're that driven, regardless of their oncotype result, it'll be more of a comfort to know that they have a low risk of reoccurrence and then they had chemotherapy, in their minds, lowering their risks even further.
Interesting. So then do you tend to utilize the oncotype more when the patient's kind of on the fence?
It's not even an on-the-fence kind of measuring device. All of our patients who come in who are node-negative, hormone receptor positive, are oncotyped.
Really? So that's a routine thing that you
it's
do?
It's routine.
Interesting. Do you see that it's changing the paths that your patients are taking?
Comparatively to prior to oncotypes, where it really is almost a guessing game, the use of adjuvant online as a predictive tool is something that was of benefit, but it's just more of a prognostic indicator of your patient's overall well-being.
And just to backtrack a little bit, that adjuvant online computer model, which is for healthcare professionals and not for patients, it was developed by Peter Ravden. You put in a different tumor characteristics and actually get a printout of what to sort of expect statistically. Is that something that a lot of patients want to hear about, that level of detail?
I think it depends on which population we're talking about. Patients today are very educated and informed. Information's out there online, and I think if they were to hear you discuss something that they hadn't read about online or something was overlooked that was available to them online, it would be an uncomfortable position for that patient.